Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. What a great day. Chamber of Commerce Day in the Palm Beaches and on the Treasure Coast. It was beautiful. Humidity down. It couldn't be better. If you're listening on 95.9, of course, we're in the Palm Beaches. If you're on the Treasure Coast, we're on 106.9. But regardless, we couldn't be more excited that you have decided to spend some of your time with us tonight. And you will not be disappointed because we have an amazing show tonight. So I welcome you to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. So let me ask you a question. What do you do if you don't believe you're getting everything you're entitled to from Medicare? Who would you call? How would you know what you were really entitled to in the first place? What if you're in the hospital and you think they're sending you home too soon? Those are really important questions, and they affect all of us who sometime or another are dealing with ourselves on Medicare or our loved ones. Tonight, we're going to answer those questions and so much more as we learn about KEPRO, K-E-P-R-O, KEPRO, and how they are tasked to be your advocate with most Medicare providers. We're going to talk to my guest, Nancy Jobe, in just a minute. But before, I want to thank you all for getting vaccines, right? It's all working. Positivity rate is down. Cases are down. Hospitalizations are down. There were no deaths in Palm Beach County over the 7 days from last week. It's amazing. That's what happens when we all work together to get ourselves protected and to do the best that we possibly can to protect others. I also want to say my condolences to the family of Colin Powell. It's a shame. Now, yes, he died of COVID, but he also had cancer, and it's rumored that he had Parkinson's. And what that does is it highlights the importance of the vaccines that I talk about all the time, because we have to protect people who are immunocompromised because we may not even know whether we have it and whether we pass it along. So if you haven't been vaccinated, go get it. If you have been vaccinated, thank you for everything you do. The other thing is it's still open enrollment. I encourage you to listen to last week's show, and I'm going to make that easy for you, and I'll explain that later because we're going to replay that show in time for you to get all the information that you need. But first, let me tell you a little bit about my guest. Nancy Jobe is here. Well, actually, she's not here. She's here on the phone, but she's in St. Louis. But she's right here, and she's accumulated over 40 years of marketing and public relations experience within a variety of industries. She has been an outreach specialist, however, with KEPRO for 5 years. She's worked with Missouri State Health Insurance Assistant Program, or SHIP. Here it's called SHINE. Around the country, it's often called SHIP, serving as a trainer for over 8 years. She enjoys helping beneficiaries understand the magical world of Medicare. And let me just give you a little brief description of KEPRO that she sent me. It is the beneficiary and family-centered care quality improvement organization for 29 states. They offer information and assistance to providers, patients, and families regarding beneficiary complaints, discharge appeals, service terminations, and immediate advocacy. It's a wonderful organization. They save lives. I can't encourage you enough to stay tuned because this is really important for you. So, Nancy, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Thank you, Scott, for inviting me to help clear up some misunderstandings and to inform your listeners of some things that maybe they don't know about.
That'd be great. So why don't we start at the top? My brief description probably confused as many people as it provided any clarity. So what is KEPRO? Help us understand what KEPRO is and what you do.
Okay, so KEPRO is actually a company that we have. We do many, many things, but one of the things we are is we are a Medicare contractor. And what I mean by that is we have a grant through CMS or Medicare. And with that grant, we're doing the Beneficiary and Family-Centered Care Quality Improvement Organization. And these are five-year grants that we're funded through CMS for. And within that BFCCQIO grant, We have the three services that you kind of mentioned, hospital discharge and skilled service termination appeals, immediate advocacy, and beneficiary complaints. Those are the three main pieces of that particular grant that I want to talk to your listeners about tonight.
And I think, you know, that all sounds great, but, you know, I think some people think of somebody who handles complaints as kind of like the help desk. You know, you call up and you file your complaint, and in 3 or 4 days, if you're lucky, somebody calls you back and maybe they can do something. But that really kind of doesn't describe what you do. You're much more proactive. Am I right?
That's correct, Scott. Basically, on these three different items that I mentioned, there's different avenues that people go, but they always start off by calling the KEEPRO helpline, and that's going to either get them to a nurse, a social worker, a customer care person. It's going to get them to the right department that's going to actually take care of their problem. And each one of these problems have different timelines, like our immediate advocacy, for instance. We try to get that all resolved within 8 hours. We want people satisfied, taken care of, and move on to the next thing in their life. And beneficiary complaints, yeah, that's a little bit longer process because that's a lot of gathering of information. But on hospital discharges, that's a very timely manner because, you know, your doctor comes in, wants to discharge you. You've got to give us a call before midnight of the day that he does that. And then we start making all the doing what we do on our end and get a decision made by the next day. So everything has different timelines.
And we're going to talk about all three of those during the course
exactly.
of the show. And I think it's really important. But I know the one that's most sensitive, because to be honest with you, I see it regularly, is, you know, there is the sense, I think most of my listeners would agree, that hospitals are very anxious for you to go home. Or if you're going to a rehab, perhaps there. But hospitals are afraid, and I think it is fear. It's there's no other reason for that, right? Or they get paid if you stay, so it's not terrible. But the hospitals seem to kind of discharge you oftentimes before we think we're ready to be discharged. So explain that process. I know the terminology is unsafe discharge, but explain that. What constitutes an unsafe discharge? When does this happen? Why do people think it's unsafe, and is it always unsafe? And if you think it's unsafe and you call KEEPRO, what happens? So you can answer all of that pretty quickly.
All right. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, basically when what happens is that, you know, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the physician's finally coming into your room, and he's saying, guess what, we're sending you home today. And, you know, patient panics. And it's like, I'm not ready to go home. I don't feel ready to go home. My home isn't ready for me to come home. There's all kinds of reasons they feel this sense of, oh, no. And but luckily, at that point in time, the hospital was required to give them a notice right then and there that says they have a right to appeal going home. And in that notice, it has KEEPRO's information of when to call us and the number to call us. And the trick is that call has to be made by midnight of the day of discharge. Now, that's the real trick in the whole thing. It's got to be done in a timely manner, because what happens then is the hospital is then responsible for that overnight stay that it's going to take for us to gather up the information. And what's going to happen is we're going to contact them. We're going to gather up the information, what we need, and a medical director is going to make a decision. Is this patient really ready to go home, or is this patient, you know, really maybe needs to stay in there for whatever reason that they were in there for? Maybe they were in there for antibiotic treatments or something like that, and maybe they need another day of that or whatever, but that's what's going to be determined by the medical director. And that medical director is a local director. It's not somebody that we have in, you know, one of our call centers. That medical director is a Florida medical director that's going to make that decision. And once that decision is made, they contact the beneficiary and say, yep, we think you should go home, or and that patient still has the right to appeal that. And I'll talk about that in just a second. Or they're going to say, no, you should stay in there. But what can happen is the moment they say, yes, you can stay in there, that hospital can come right back in there on that very same day and say, okay, we're discharging you again. And the whole process starts all over. But the one thing to remember is sometimes that just that overnight 24-hour period that you're given there is all you need to get the mindset, okay, I'm ready to go home, or get your affairs ready to go home and make sure if you're going to have durable medical equipment, it's at the house, and everything's prepared for you. So sometimes that's just, you know, that sense of, oh, good, I got that extra time and I don't have to rush out of the hospital right this minute.
So, Nancy, that prompts the question is what are legitimate reasons for feeling that you should not be discharged versus, I just don't think I'm ready, right? What constitutes a legitimate reason for asking for a delay of a day or two?
Well, sometimes people do ask for it just because they don't feel they're ready.
Right.
And they have the right to that, okay? They have that right. But legitimately, you know, they just don't feel right. They don't feel like they're strong enough to be at home. If they don't feel like they can be, maybe they're by themselves, and they don't feel like they can be in the home by themselves. And, you know, and sometimes maybe that case is just we need to have social work come in and work with them and figure out, you know, to make sure that they're either getting home health or maybe they can go to skilled nursing rather than going straight home. I mean, there may be some pieces that haven't been played out before that discharge was actually put there in place.
And in the context of open enrollment, because, you know, this show is timely, given the part of the year, the time of the year that we're in. When we talk about Medicare recipients, are we talking about all Medicare recipients, including Medicare Advantage plans? And are we also talking about Medicaid?
We're talking about all Medicare recipients. I'm just strictly Medicare. I mean, there are, you know, the dual eligibles that are the Medicare and Medicaid. And, of course, if they're on Medicare, yes. If it's just strictly a Medicaid and they're not a Medicare eligibility, no. We are strictly Medicare is what we handle.
So there are many reasons that people fear going home, right? Some is exactly as you described. The durable medical equipment's not there. Maybe the medications aren't in place. Maybe you haven't been home in a week or 10 days and there's no food in the refrigerator. There's nobody here, but your daughter is going to fly in from Georgia, but she's not flying in until tomorrow. So there are lots of reasons. And then there's lots of reasons that you just don't think that you're healthy enough yet. You know, the doctors want to get you out right away, but you just feel that you would benefit from more time. All of those are legitimate reasons to question the legitimacy of being discharged, and legitimacy may be the advisability, maybe a better word, of being discharged at this particular moment. Am I right? There's not just one litmus test.
That's right. There's right. A lot of different reasons for it. And, you know, and even when we gather the information, when I say gathering information, we're gathering the medical records, you know, and, you know, why does that physician feel they're okay for discharge? And then the medical director is going to take a look at that and get that information out there and explain maybe a little better to the beneficiary, okay, yes, you can go home, this is the reasoning, and, you know, and that kind of thing. So I think sometimes, you know, that's almost like a second opinion in a way,
right,
you know,
right.
and helps make that resolve with the person that, okay, I'm all right, I'll be okay.
So there's also a fear on the part of a patient for questioning either the doctor or the hospital's decisions to send you home. People think there may be some financial retribution. You may get branded a troublemaker, and so you're not going to get the kind of attention that you think you deserve. You think you might not get the support and the resources. Can you assure everybody that none of those fears are well-founded?
That would be true, Scott, because, I mean, these are rights that are put in place by Medicare rules and policies. So, I mean, it's not going to affect anything monetary. The only thing it would affect monetarily would be if we made a decision that, yes, you should go home, and you say, no, I'm not doing it, and you stay another night. Well, now you're going to be responsible for your hospital stay, because Medicare's only going to pay what is determined necessary. And when that medical director says, okay, you can go home, then that's the point. The hospital is not going to be liable for your bill, but you would be after that point. So that's important to remember. For that.
Yeah, that is an important consideration. This isn't just because, you know, I don't feel like going home. I mean, you have to have a legitimate reason for staying. And just so everybody understands, I know you did mention it early, but your service is free, right? You're funded by a grant, correct?
That's correct. We are funded by Medicare. So, I mean, anything that we do is strictly free for any Medicare beneficiary.
Does this apply to nursing homes as well, or is this strictly, when we're talking about discharge appeals? I know we're going to talk about other things that you do, but does this apply to people who want to get, who want to stay in a nursing home for a longer period of time, these discharge appeals, or is it strictly hospital related?
Okay, it's not strictly hospital-related, but if they're in the nursing home because they were in the hospital and they were transferred to a skilled nursing facility, which may be a few beds within a nursing home, yes, we do cover that discharge, because, you know, but you are only allowed so many days in a skilled nursing facility. But let's just say you're in there and it's, you know, 2 weeks later, and here's the biggie. This is the reason why people get discharged from skilled nursing. You don't want to do your physical therapy.
Right.
And they're saying, well, if you don't want to do your physical therapy, we're going to have to discharge you, because that's the reason why you're there.
Right.
And so then, you know, we gather our information. We said, that's right. If you don't want to do your physical therapy, you are going to have to leave. But it's amazing how many people all of a sudden want to do their physical therapy after that.
That's a big incentive.
They get right on board.
That's a great big incentive, isn't it? You know, it's funny, because I have to confess, when I asked the question, I was actually thinking it from the point of view of skilled nursing typically sends you home when you are not making any more progress. But I never equated that to not being willing to make progress. I have always equated that to you've reached the goals that they set out, and therefore you have to go. And of course, if you're on traditional red, white, and blue Medicare versus Medicare Advantage, those goals might be different depending on the plan that you're on. But you've actually highlighted, you know, something that's really, really important, which is, you know, people are stubborn and just get comfortable having somebody take care of them 24/7 and bring them three meals. So that's a good point. I thank you. If you're just tuning in, folks, this, of course, is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight talking about a most important program, a program that few of us know exists. I'm here with Nancy Jobe from KePro. KePro is a free service designed to protect the best interest of Medicare beneficiaries. We spent the first part of the show tonight talking about hospital discharges, but we have a whole host more to talk about. We're going to talk about beneficiary complaints. We're going to talk about other services that KePro provides. And trust me when I tell you, this is a service that hopefully you never need, but when you need, you're going to be glad that it's there, because I have seen them do remarkable things with people that I know who have been in hospitals and who thought they were being discharged too early, or in other circumstances where they were unaware of the benefits that were available to them. And Nancy is a wonderful advocate, and she's going to explain how KePro advocates for you. Of course, if you have questions for Nancy or for myself, you can call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client. Because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. Or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
Hi, I'm Laura Olivares, the president of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused home services company. Unfortunately, COVID-19 continues to be a reality for too many of us. But thankfully, every day, more and more of our older adults are getting protected by the vaccine. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on protecting older adults as well, from safety improvements to downsizing to emptying the home after the loss of your loved one. Silver Solutions is here to help you move forward with ease and confidence. To find out more, call us today at 877-AGE-SAFE. That's 877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our team is bonded, insured, and follows rigorous CDC guidelines, including the full use of PPE. Life can bring the unexpected, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on us, Silver Solutions.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Everybody, we're thrilled that you're here tonight. This, of course, is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Nancy Jobe from KeyPro. She is explaining all the services that KeyPro offers us. We've been talking about hospital discharges in case perhaps you thought you had been discharged too soon. We touched a little bit on skilled nursing facilities. But I'm going to shift gears a little bit and go to another area of specialty that KeyPro can help with, and that's it. A broad covering would be beneficiary complaints. Nancy, maybe explain what beneficiary complaints are, what you can complain about if you want to complain about, and how you help overcome them.
Okay, so beneficiary complaints is something that maybe happened to you or maybe some medical care that you received, but the difference between beneficiary complaints and immediate advocacy, something we're going to talk about later on, is that beneficiary complaints has to be something that has been written down in your medical records. I mean, it can't be like, oh man, I heard them talking about me out in the hallway or, you know, something like that, or their food's horrible. That's not a beneficiary complaint. However, it may be a complaint. It's not one that is recorded in your medical records. So, I mean, it's definitely something that we have to find in your medical records that can be reviewed. Now, the main thing about beneficiary complaints is it could be something that has happened anytime within the last 3 years. I mean, it doesn't have to have just happened to you. It could be anything in the last 3 years, or if you hear somebody talking about some horrendous thing that happened to them and you think, ooh, you'd hate to see that happen to somebody else. That's the key. You don't want whatever happened to you to happen to somebody else. That's a complaint. So that's the main focus, because you're not going to get anything monetary out of it. You can't use it for a lawsuit or anything like that. It's just something that's happened to you that you think somebody should take a look at that so that doesn't happen again.
Can you give us some examples of what those might be?
I can. I can tell you about a gentleman that had a hip replacement. So he was in the skilled nursing facility for his, care, his rehab. And one morning, a nurse assistant came in there and was in a hurry, wanted to get him down to breakfast, put him in a wheelchair, did not put his footrest down. Go barreling down the hallway, he goes tumbling out, flies out of that chair, smacks his head on the ground, and, of course, that was written down in the records what happened. Right. The unfortunate part about this whole thing is 3 days later, this man died because of the head injury.
Wow.
So things happen. And I found out about this by somebody just telling me about it, and it had happened 2 years prior. And they were telling me about this, and they said they just didn't want that to happen to anybody else. And I said, oh, I am just the person you need to call. So we had them call our helpline. And what happens after that, we gather all this information, and then the medical records. And what happened was, is that particular nursing home went into a quality improvement plan, meaning that for a year, somebody was on their tail about that very thing and watching what was going on. Next time they went in that nursing home, signs everywhere, please be sure footrests are down when transporting the patient. So they are retrained on what they need to do so that doesn't happen to somebody else.
And does this also apply to termination of services and stopping care? Does that qualify as a beneficiary complaint, or is that different?
That's a totally different piece on the termination of services, because, that's kind of like those discharge appeals we were talking about
right. Earlier
on the hospital discharge, and then you'll get a termination of services from, like, say, home health, hospice, maybe an outpatient rehab, or the skilled nursing. But that's totally different. That's going to be following the same kind of concept as we talked about with the hospital discharges. So that's a completely different piece.
And if you think, so I know that particularly in the case of PT, for example, there's also a disagreement about how long that can go on. If you sense that you're being discharged from those services too soon, that's another time that they should call KPRO?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because if it's not picked up by a service termination item, it may be an immediate advocacy, and that's the immediate advocacy catches everything.
And I guess that would apply to things, so is that only, it wouldn't only be at a skilled nursing facility, it would also be at home, because a lot of home health is provided in your home, so it would be there as well, am I correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's really interesting. I have more questions about this, but we'll go to break before we do that. I do think there has to be a reality check on the side of the recipient of services as to what's fair to expect, and I think sometimes that is a disconnect. So maybe we can talk about when people want just more than they're entitled to, or when they're entitled to more than they're getting. And I think that's really the battle, right? And I think that's really interesting. Of course, if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're a regular listener, we're here every Monday night from 6 to 7 talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. If you're a new listener, guess what? We're here every Monday night from 6 to 7 talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight, we're talking about a most important service available to Medicare recipients, and that is the advocacy awarded you free of charge by an organization called KPRO. And Nancy Jobe is here tonight to talk about that. And I couldn't be more excited to have her, because she's clearly quite knowledgeable and she's imparting some great information. But if you'd like something specific, if you have a question that you'd like to ask Nancy or myself, you can call us 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Thrilled that you have decided to spend some of your Monday night here listening to us on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I'm here tonight with Nancy Jobe. She is an outreach specialist with KeePro. She is based in St. Louis, but she's been kind enough to take some of her time to help educate us on the services that KeePro provides. And KeePro is an advocacy program for people who think that they're either entitled to more or think they're not getting the kind of service they're expecting from Medicare. But, you know, Nancy, that prompts the question, KeePro really, it's not an anti-provider organization, nor is it necessarily a pro-beneficiary association. What you really want to do is to make sure that people get the care that they're entitled to and that they need. And so is that sometimes a challenge? Because providers don't want to provide lousy service, right? I mean, providers want people to get better faster, but there is a disconnect sometimes. Why do you think that is, and how can we manage that, and how can we manage expectations, I guess? I'm not even sure that's a fair question, but go for
it.
That's
not real fair, Scott. This is what I could tell you about that, is if you don't feel like that you're getting the proper care, you do have someone to call, and that's a KeePro. So, I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying, but you're right. Providers don't want to provide
substandard care.
Bad quality of care.
Right.
Yes. They want to have good quality of care. And at the same time, you want good quality of care, but sometimes it doesn't happen. And you feel like you have no one to turn to because you don't want to turn to your provider, because what are they going to do about it? So you do have the Beneficiary and Family Centered Care, QIO, the Quality Improvement Organization, that's exactly what we're designed to do, because we want the beneficiary to get well quicker. We want you to be in good health. We want you to feel better. So, and if that means that we have to talk with the providers, then that's what we'll do for you.
So how does the process work? They call you. Do you call the recipient back? Do you call the provider first? Is it a collaborative effort? Explain how the process works for the audience.
Okay, so if we're talking about beneficiary complaints, because we have two processes right. here, the beneficiary complaints and the media advocacy. But since we were talking about the beneficiary complaints, we'll talk about that. Well, basically what's going to happen with that is the beneficiary is going to contact us through our helpline. It's going to get you through to the a nurse that's going to gather information from you and get your permission to go forward with the complaint. And with the beneficiary complaint, it actually has to be a very formal complaint. Because now you're talking about the care of a provider. So it's really a formal complaint that is put in front of Medicare, which providers don't like that because sometimes they get dinged
right.
monetarily, you know, right. with bad quality of care. So it is very formal. So and then we gather all the medical records and talk with the beneficiary, get all the information we possibly can, and then it is reviewed by a physician. And when it's reviewed, they're going to either determine whether or not that beneficiary received the standard quality of care that they should. And if they don't, then there's going to be some training nurses, a quality improvement plan put on that provider to make a better right. choices or make things happen a little better for a beneficiary. Now, that's a little bit longer process. That process could take a couple of months or more, where we have an immediate advocacy program, and that is something that we do very quickly, and it's something that maybe there isn't medical records, but boy, you had something, you need some help, and you don't know who to turn to, and you don't want to talk to your provider's not cooperating or whatever, and you know, that's where we can come in and help.
And I do want to get to immediate advocacy, and we will. But I also want, by definition, you're not an adversarial participant in this. Your goal is to improve the quality of care, and you want to protect both the recipient of the care and the provider, if the provider isn't doing anything wrong. You don't automatically take a position without doing, you know, your homework, right? I mean, you're fair and balanced.
That's right. We have to gather all the information we can, and we make an informed decision of what's right. going on and really what's happening. And, you know, because one beneficiary is one person's idea of something that went horrible, maybe really is just the way it goes. So you got to have all the information, you know, to find out if that was really something that was a bad quality of care or just a bad connection or
right.
mojo or
communication
whatever,
gap,
you know,
or something.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It could be a and also, just again, to be clear, you can't call you if you're complaining about your bill. You're not a financial advocacy service. You're not going to really do anything about the food. This is really about the delivery of the care that the provider is supposed to be delivering, right? We need to clarify that for the right. audience, right? They need to understand that you don't care if the chicken was cold. I mean, you care,
well,
but you're not going
to
do anything about it. You're not going to do anything about it. Right.
You ate it anyway.
but also, this is not about your bill. This is not about the fact that you thought this was covered and it's not. Are there other services that that you can send people to if they call you to complain about things that you don't handle? Are you in advocacy? Are you a quarterback that you can direct people to the right service, or you strictly do what you do?
No, we're definitely do a lot of referrals to different agencies and such, and, you know, trying to find those local agencies that can help with items that maybe we don't have control over
right.
that can be done on a more local level. But when we get into the immediate advocacy a little bit later, I'll kind of explain how that kind of all works for everybody.
Right. And I do want to talk about immediate advocacy. I want to talk about why you're probably the least known important organization I'm aware of, because When I mention Kipro, it's almost like nobody has any idea. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the connection to CMS and how you partner with other groups like Shine and Ship. And I want to tell everybody how they can reach you if they have a problem. So we're going to do all of that. Of course, if you just tuned in, you're missing a great show because we're talking about Kipro. Kipro is your advocate, whether you're in the hospital, skilled nursing facility, even getting home care for immediate advocacy or other beneficiary issues with Medicare. Kipro is a free service that is available to you. All you have to do is reach out to them, and they're wonderful at taking you down the pathway to get everything that you're entitled to. And Nancy Jobe is here from Kipro. She is an outreach specialist, has been with them for over 5 years, and if you've listened, you know that she really knows her stuff. If you have any questions for Nancy or for myself, you can reach us, 877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused company that works like a family for all of your mom and dad's home-related needs as they age, from keeping them safely in their current home to managing a downsizing or relocation to assisted living to emptying a home and distributing the family's treasures after the loss of a loved one. Silver Solutions is there to help families move forward with ease and confidence. If you're worried about your aging parents' safety at home, or you're an older adult concerned about losing your independence, give us a call today at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com for a free consultation. We're bonded, insured, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines on all jobs, including the use of full PPE. You can't stop the aging process, but with Silver Solutions, you can make growing older safer and less stressful for the whole family.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Monday night, 6 to 7. Where are you? Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. That's where we are. We're here every Monday, and we're thrilled that you decided to join us. We're here tonight talking about Kipro, a free service available to Medicare recipients, beneficiaries. Nancy Jobe, an outreach specialist for Kipro, is here explaining to us the services that they provide. We've talked about the two primary services, or two of the three primary services. We've talked about discharge complaints. We've talked about beneficiary appeal. But now, with my guest, I want to ask her, what is immediate advocacy? So, Nancy, what is immediate advocacy?
That is the catch-all for everything we can do to help the beneficiary.
Okay.
Basically, what happens is it's immediate advocacy, and it is a big piece of what we do. And I think the most rewarding for me, because I see immediate results for beneficiaries. You know, it's that beneficiary that has a simple question but doesn't know where in the world to call. Maybe they just are sitting at home and they were supposed to have a wheelchair delivered and it never came. And they're like, well, who do I call? What do I do? They can call us, and we're going to get on the phone, and we're going to talk with them, and maybe three-way a conversation between that beneficiary and the durable medical equipment provider, and find out, okay, where is this wheelchair, and when is it going to be delivered? I mean, just real simple things that we can do for the beneficiary to get them the satisfaction that they want so that they can put that worry away and just concentrate on getting better.
And how do people? How do people reach you?
Well, they're going to be calling our helpline, which is 888-317-0751. So we'll mention that number again,
please.
And 888-317-0751. And all they have to do is call that helpline and say, you know, if they know the terminology and say immediate advocacy, that's going to get them straight into them. If they don't, they just explain their concerns to the person that answers the phone. They will get the social worker or whoever is going to be the best suited person to handle that complaint for them. And we try to resolve those issues within 8 hours. And, you know, sometimes it might take a little longer if we can't get a hold of the provider or whoever that third party is that needs to be in on the conversation. But our goal is to get it done pretty quick. So, I mean, if a person's just calling us and just, let's just say that maybe they're still in the hospital and the nurse isn't answering in their questions, they want answers. They can actually call us, and we'll try and tie everybody together and get those answers for them.
It is my experience that as soon as a beneficiary, and I'm more familiar with the hospital scenario than some of the others that we've spoken about tonight, it is my experience that as soon as somebody mentions KeyPro, everybody kind of jumps to attention. You really have the authority to make people do things pretty quickly. Am I right? I mean,
it does come in handy.
you kind of are the general when people have a complaint. But immediate advocacy in 8 hours is terrific. I think most people would love most of their service problems to be resolved within 8 hours in most cases. But if immediate advocacy and discharge complaints could overlap, I'm thinking, right, it could be the same need. If somebody comes in, doctor says, we're going to discharge you in a couple of hours, you can respond that quickly, am I right? Once somebody calls you, everybody's put on notice, the wheels slow down a little bit. Is that a fair statement?
Well, the beneficiary at least has the right to stay in that hospital until they get a decision from us.
Oh, okay.
There's no moving until that decision's made.
Okay. And I mean, I don't want to beat this dead, but what are some of the other kind of immediate advocacy issues that you think are important for people to understand? What sometimes people are afraid to complain or afraid to seek help.
True.
What are some of the kinds of things that people should be thinking about or happening to them that they think they could call KeyPro?
Okay, let's just say that they are getting physical therapy through home health.
Right.
They really, the physical therapist and the beneficiary's personalities just really aren't clicking. So, you know, but they don't know what to do because they're like, oh boy, you don't want to be mean to her. She might be make the physical therapy a lot rougher than I want it to be.
Right.
So you got to know who to call. So they can actually call us, and we're going to third party, and we're going to talk to the company, we're going to talk to the beneficiary, talk to the therapist, and, you know, and come to find out, yep, that's a personality issue. They just assign a new physical therapist. It's a simple thing to do.
Sometimes,
but you just don't know who to talk to.
Right.
So Yeah, and that's, you know, things like that we're happy to do. I mean, it could be as simple as, hey, I can't get my prescription refilled because they need an appointment with my doctor, and, you know, and they just get frustrated. They just don't know what I would do. So we just help them make that appointment with the doctor and try and get them a temporary prescription refill till they see the doctor and try and get some relief and take the worry away.
Right. And this may be a silly question, and I apologize if it is. You're dealing on the Medicare side, so that would be Advantage plans or traditional red, white, and blue Medicare. Do supplement plans ever get rolled up into these problems, or is that kind of a separate issue? I'm thinking it might be separate because that would be a denial of service, but or a financial, you know, what's covered and what's not. But so you're really kind of focused on the traditional red, white, and blue Medicare or the Medicare Advantage world, correct?
Right, because the supplement's going to do whatever original Medicare is going to do,
right.
You know, because they're doing whatever they're allowed to do from the original Medicare.
Okay.
Medicare Advantage plays by some different rules, but yes, we still handle those issues for people.
And are you 24/7?
We are not necessarily 24/7, but we have once voicemails are left. If they're left after business hours, then we immediately call the first thing in the morning. So, you know, those hospital discharges, they have to be done by midnight. Yeah, you can make that phone call at 11 p.m., and that's recorded as when it's made, so it's not an issue of saying, oh, you didn't contact us in time. But our regular staff hours are weekdays 9 to 5 and weekends and holidays 11 to 3.
And again, once the complaint or the issue has begun, the hospital can't do anything until you have been investigated and reached and respond. So there is a protection,
right,
even if you don't answer the phone. That's terrific. I have a whole lot more questions for my guest, Nancy Jobe. But if you just tuned in and you kind of sorry that you missed the beginning of the show, I have good news for you. You can still listen because tomorrow we will podcast. Yes, we will. It'll be up and running around noontime on OMG, I'm getting. That's the platform for podcasting on all the podcasting platforms. So you can listen to this or to any other show. Of course, if podcasting isn't your thing, and again, as I've said often, it's not mine. I don't podcast a lot, but and many others don't. You can go to my website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Palmbeach.comfortcare.com. How do we spell comfortcare? comfortcare. Don't put a T in there. I know you want to. I know sometimes spell check will force you to. Don't do that. It's come for care. comfortcare. Palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Of course, there is no reason to ever need to retrieve the show because you can listen wherever you are, even if you're late to get home or you left the office late because you download the iHeartRadio app on your smartphone and just search for True Oldies in Palm Beach, and there will be every Monday at 6. We also simulcast TrueOldiesFLA.com, TrueOldiesFLA.com. So no more excuses. You can listen every Monday night from 6 to 7 because we're here talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Next week, I'm going to be taking the week off because I'm going to be at the National Guardianship Association Conference. Many of you know of my involvement in the world of guardianship. Our national conference is being held in Reno, Nevada. So if I'm not at a session, I'll probably be at a crap table. So say a prayer for me, if you will, please. But we're going to be in Reno next week, and then we're going to Tahoe. But we'll be back the week after. So next week, we're going to replay the Medicare Open Enrollment show because it was so important, and we got so much feedback after the show and during the show. So I encourage you to listen to next week if you missed that show. And in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking to Don Hill from the Area Agency on Aging. We're going to be talking about the Elder Helpline. This is the time of year that people realize that there are things that they need that perhaps they just don't have access to. The Helpline is an incredible resource that is one of the best referral sources for services available to all of us who are of the age that we might need services. So the AG Disability Resource Center, formerly known as the Area Agency on Aging, has this helpline. Don Hill is the director of that, and he's going to be here in 2 weeks. But in the few minutes we have left, I want to continue to talk to my guest, Nancy Jobe from KeyPro. Nancy, I mentioned my website. Do you have a website?
We do. It's KeyProQIO.com. So it's KEPROQIO.com.
So why do you think people don't know about you? I mean, I hope this helps, but the agencies are supposed to let the recipients of care know that you exist if there's a question about the services that they're providing. Why do you think people don't know that you're out there?
I don't know, because if you've been in the hospital, you've received a piece of paper that says important message for Medicare. There has our information.
And they don't have to circle it for you, so you do have to look for it. You have to know that service can help you. You're not, however, part of CMS exactly, or are you? Explain the relationship.
We are. We're a contractor for CMS. So we're funded by them. But we are an independent company, KeyPro is, but we are funded by CMS for this particular program.
And I mentioned SHINE earlier in the show. Obviously, you have personally a great deal of experience with SHINE. Is there a connection between SHINE and KeyPro? Does SHINE refer, or SHIP refer to you if people call them asking for these kind of things? Is there a relationship between SHINE and SHIP, or is that a reach?
No, absolutely. And we do a lot of training for SHINE, the AAAs, ADRCs, all your local and state agencies. We're in contact with them constantly, and if they need training for their new staff, we give them webinars and talk to them. So, I mean, if there's somebody listening that has a group that they want this information to give to them, they can go to our KeyProQIO.com and find the outreach specialist, which in Florida, it's Kia Weaver, and she'd be happy to give a presentation for them so that more people know, the more people, beneficiaries we can reach.
And I get, how busy are you? Do you get, I never asked that before. Do you get a lot of people reaching out to you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Way more than anticipated, really.
Wow, that's interesting. So to my listeners, if you need help with hospital discharge appeals, some immediate advocacy about the services being provided for you under Medicare, or you have a beneficiary complaint, Nancy and her organization, KeyPro, are the place that you should call in when you're in need. And if they want to call, Nancy, how do we do that again?
Call 888-317-0751.
One more time.
888-317-0751.
So I need to tell you, the service that you provided tonight is truly invaluable. I have no doubt that we have given people the ammunition they need to make sure that they're getting the best care possible for themselves or for a loved one. And I know that you reached out to me. I don't remember exactly how you found me, but I'm so appreciative of you having done so and the time that you've taken to prepare for the show tonight and for the information that you've put together. You really are an amazing advocate for people in need, and I'm not sure I can thank you enough for all that you do and all that you've done to bring the show together. So I want to thank you for taking the time and making yourself available with so much valuable information. You've been a great guest. You really have.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. If this is, of course, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. You know that we're here on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom every Monday night, 6 to 7. We're here talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We appreciate our regular listeners. We love our new listeners. We hope that you will spread the word. Come back next week. We're going to be talking about open enrollment next week. We're going to be talking about the Elder Helpline in the weeks to come. And then we're going to be talking about Parkinson's disease the week after that with Dr. Dalvey, who is one of the foremost experts in Parkinson's. Tomorrow night at 4:30, I'm going to be hosting a special session with Mind mind, movement, and music. Look them up. It's a free webinar. I encourage you to do that. I thank you all, everybody. Have a great week. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. See you next week. Good night.